original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. Are you all ready for the holidays? Are you ready to give back? Are you ready for living in the present moment? Well, I hope so, because tonight's the night that you're just going to be filled with some wonderful information. Happy holidays. What makes them happy? Making them happy, in my book, is giving. And what makes me extremely happy is having my co-host, who I've had for like almost 2 years on Max and Friends, Tamra Montana, back with me. Tamra, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max. I am so happy to be back here with you. This is absolutely awesome. We've got a great lineup tonight, and I'm ecstatic for all of our listening audience to hear what we've got going on tonight.
Well, you know, we've got some great things going on tonight, Tamra, because we have these great people, Charlie Johnson and a cool girl named Trista. And we've got these two, and they're going to tell us why it's important to pay it forward and the whole experience. If you want more information, everyone, you have to go to pifexperience.org so you know what we're talking about. Because tonight we're going to be talking about the 12 gifts of Christmas. We're going to give you a little bit teaser because they're going to be back next week to give you more information. Because then we have coming up on the show, Catherine Zeeb, and she's amazing. Dr. Kathy Zeeb. She has a book called Big Endings, A New Perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It is about the present moment. Tamra Bowen, Montana, isn't it about the present moment?
It is. And I love this moment right now that we're all here together. It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And what's extraordinary is our next guest, Charlie Johnson. Charlie Johnson, he's been an entrepreneur, former owner and executive VP of manufacturing company. He had over 250 employees under his belt. And then all of a sudden, he's got this deep passion for paying forward. So welcome on, Charlie, and tell us about pifexperience.org.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. PIF Experience is just probably the branch of the movement of the Pay It Forward. A lot of people are very familiar with the movie. Pay It Forward, to me, is just that one thing, that one single thing that all 7 billion people on this planet can be a part of. It's simple, it's pure, it's genuine. It's just that thing this world's missing. We need that human connection. We need to look each other in the eye and ask each other how the day is going. We need to open that door. We need to talk to each other. We just need to bring the good out. I think a lot of things in this world nowadays are trying to destroy or bring something down. And if that's your goal, you're going to fail most of the time. We need to create something better. We need to create something just good and let the world focus on that so the bad and the evil just kind of fade away to the back.
Don't you agree, Tamra?
Ooh, Charlie, you know what I love about what you're saying is if we deposit, if we give to each other, it's as if we're giving to ourselves. And I think one of the erroneous misconceptions that we have is that somehow if we're giving, something is being taken from us or something's being depleted, when it's actually the opposite is true. We are actually better and bigger and more expansive when we do pay it forward and when we do give to each other.
Absolutely.
Does that mean? Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. I have a question for you, Charlie. I want to know, you know, you get stories all the time on pifexperience.org, I'm sorry. And I was wondering, from all these stories that you get, is there one in particular that just has changed your life?
You know what? No, really. I'm not going to lie to you. We just get so many stories. The best thing we get is we find out how something so simple and so pure is impacting these people. We just get so many stories. You know, we've got that bracelet that we pass on. We've sent that over 1 million people to 107 countries. What we're finding out is this is what people want. I think a lot of people have gotten everything they've claimed they wanted. Everyone fought for that success. And now people want happiness. They want that purpose back in their life. And for some, you know, there's a Victor Hugo saying out there that says, any invading army can be stopped, but not an idea whose time has come. and it's time for Pay It Forward.
It is time for Pay It Forward. And it's also time, it's the holidays, it's Christmas time, and there's nothing better. Tamara and I, one year, we gave away almost $60,000 worth of stuff to our listeners. How much fun was that, Tamara? Remember?
Oh, my God, I remember that. I love that. And you know, what was so neat, Max, is that everybody kind of came out of the woodwork for you, too. And they're like, hey, I want to contribute to that.
They did. And, you know, this season I was like, I could give away more of my favorite things. But you know what? The point is I want to give to my listeners, I want to give them a place where they can go, where they could pay it forward, where they could take the torch of giving, the torch of love, the torch of the holiday seasons, and light the torch for all these people around the world. And I know we all have heard about that wonderful song, The 12 Days of Christmas. Well, I've got a wonderful girl on tonight, a young lady named Tristan Wilson, who came up with The 12 Gifts of Christmas. So, Trista, welcome to Max and Friends, and tell us about your 12 Gifts of Christmas.
Hi, Max. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on. The 12 Gifts of Christmas was a project that I really came up with, ironically enough, over Black Friday, that whole Thanksgiving weekend. And basically, it's all based on this Pay It Forward concept that Charlie is talking about. And all I ask is that anyone that would like to participate do one random act of kindness for the 12 days leading up to Christmas Day. So this actually begins on Tuesday, December 13th, and I have specific ideas laid out on each day of a Pay It Forward idea that's simple, straightforward, doesn't cost a lot of money. Some of them don't cost money at all. It's just something that's very easy for absolutely anyone to do, no matter where you live. So, you know, obviously people can be creative and do their own thing, but this is a good starting point.
So tell us some of the starting points, because people get so overwhelmed with the holidays and they think that, oh, my $10 won't contribute. Oh, if I spend too much, then I won't have enough for my family. People want to give, but they don't know how. So you've got this great concept, Trista. Now tell us about three of the ways that we can get started this holiday season to pay it forward and give the 12 gifts of Christmas.
Of course. Yeah, the whole reason I came up with this whole blog was just to shift our focus back from, you know, what society tells us Christmas should be about to what the true meaning of Christmas really is about, and that is the spirit of giving, in my opinion. So I'll just highlight a few of these. If anyone would like to know more or read the full article, you can go to www.chicagonow.com/chain-links. So a few of my favorite ones are, I'll just start with day 10 here. This one is so easy, and I've actually had this happen to me, and I know the difference it can make in your day. So day 10, which will be December 15th, I just ask that anyone that would like to pay for the person's order in line behind you. So in either the Starbucks drive-thru, a fast food restaurant, this can be at a toll booth even, which is awesome, and then you're only having to spend, what, 80 cents max? You can even buy someone's train ticket if you're in a big city. There's a lot of options here, and I think it's something very simple for people to do.
That's a wonderful
idea. Tamara,
isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Don't you just love that, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. I think what's so beautiful what you're saying is that it gets people back into the perspective of, oh, my gosh, what experience do I want to have as I'm giving to someone else, because giving and receiving can be one and the same.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I think we forget about that way too easily. I think by doing these random acts of kindness, we will be the ones most likely more affected than the people we're doing the favors for. So,
isn't that
let's see,
I love that whole idea of paying it forward, because it starts this crescendo effect or this ripple effect in the world. Because when someone's kind to me, I know I want to turn right around and do something else for someone else. And
absolutely.
Yet the opposite is true, too. When someone's like really rude and nasty and hateful to me, it puts like a dark cloud, and it's kind of like a trickle-down effect of that, too. And starting this kind of movement, oh, man.
Isn't it groovy?
This is the world I want to live in.
Well, we're living in it, because Trista's given us another day now on how we can pay it forward and enjoy the 12 gifts of Christmas. So what's another one, Trista?
All right, this one I really like too. Very easy to do. Doesn't cost any money whatsoever. Day 8, which will be December 17th, I just ask that anyone participating simply writes a letter of thanks to the armed forces. So I actually have the address on here as well. I know a lot of people wouldn't know where to send this. So it's an organization called A Million Thanks. They collect all of the letters there and then send them out to every branch of the military. So this I really love because I think, you know, I know not everyone supports the war. A lot of people don't. But what I think that we do need to remember are these people are out there risking their lives every single day just to ensure our safety and freedom. So no matter what your stance is on the war, I really think it's important to support our military. So I think that one will be an awesome way for people to give back, and it's very simple.
And what's one more?
All right. Let's go with day two. This will be December 23rd. This one, I just say that we purchase a gift card at a local grocery store of any amount, really. Simply turn around in line and hand it to the very first person you see and just walk away. I don't think you need to say anything else. I'm sure their expression will really say it all. So that money can just go towards their purchase that they're about to buy.
How cool is that? Now, Charlie, how did you get involved with Trista?
How did we get involved with each other, Trista? Did we just, were we tweeting and we met each other and we got on Skype and found out about your great idea?
Yeah, that's true. I think you found my, I have a Chainlinks group that's a Pay It Forward group on Facebook. He came across that page and just messaged me and asked, you know, if we could talk sometime and how he could help promote what I was doing over here in Chicago. And I was really excited because I think Pay It Forward Experience was the very first organization I researched when I was getting interested in this Pay It Forward movement.
Well, I think it's
there
a great forward. It's a great movement. It's a great thing. Everyone, if you want to follow Charlie, go to CharliePIF on Twitter. And of course, if you want to follow Trista, I want you all to go right now to Twitter because it's the greatest place, I think, that y'all can be in touch with each other. And it's Trista Wilson and the number one. Also, for more of Trista's information, go to www.chicagonow.com/chain-links. Pay it forward this season, everyone. And the 12 gifts of Christmas are just a little bit of inspiration that Trista is going to give you, where we hopefully you'll take that movement that she's doing with Charlie and the paying it forward notion that we all want to be a part of, and light the torch, light the way, and make this holiday season something that it's going to be a groovy one, a fun one, one filled with love, and of course, one filled with paying it forward. Charlie and Trista, I thank you so much for being here tonight. Trista, we're going to have you back on next Sunday so you can give some more of your fun little days of Christmas and your gifts of Christmas so that people know what to do so they don't feel overwhelmed. How does that sound?
Excellent. I would love to. Sounds good.
Cool. Well, we thank you so much. Charlie, thank you for being here with Pay It Forward. Everyone, that site for Charlie that I want you to visit right now is called pifexperience.org. Take this moment right now, the moment that we're in, the present moment, to make a difference this holiday season. So thank you both for being here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
And have a wonderful holiday season.
Yes, thank you.
Well,
you know what I love about what they were both saying is that there was no agenda to their giving. There was no obligation. There was no expectation of having something given back in return. It's just, it's giving for the pure sake of giving and doing something without any expectation in return. I loved what they were saying.
I loved what they were saying, too. Now, you know what I love? You know I always say where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be, Tamara Montana.
I love when you say that. Max, that's so awesome.
Well,
you
we're
are.
Supposed
we
to
are.
Be here right now on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio because we've got a fantastic guest coming on, Tamara, author of Big Endings, A New Perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It's about the present moment. Dr. Kathy Zeeb is going to be here, and we have got a lot to talk about. Bohemian Wisdom on Facebook is where you can find her. And until then, we're going to play you all a Christmas melody. Actually, one of my favorite ones. But you remember we had American Idol on? Our divine Miss Saisha Mercado. Well, we've got her song here because you all loved it. You've asked for it. You've Twittered me for it. Not only have you Twittered me for it, but you've also Facebooked me for it. So I'm giving it to you. We're paying it forward right now with Saisha Mercado, Christmas Melody. And when we're back, I've got Tamara Montana here with me, and we're going to have Dr. Kathy Zeeb. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Yay.
Oh.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another show. We're glad you're here tonight. We're glad that you're with us in this present moment, and I'm glad that Tamara Montana is here with me, too. How you doing, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh, Max. I'm ecstatic. You don't have no idea how happy I am to be on this show tonight with you. So well, it was amazing to actually meet you in person, and we've got a great Kathy coming up.
Well, Kathy's going to change the show tonight. What I've called tonight, you know, we had a great show a couple weeks ago with our buddy Sky Sheridan. And the show was, of course, y'all remember, the seven shifts, how to shift your life and change. Well, we're going to talk about now about living in the present moment. So let's shift into the present moment. And Tamara, of course, everyone, that was Saisha Mercado's Christmas melody. Go to iTunes right now, buy it, 99 cents. If you want to pay it forward, get that song for someone this holiday and stick that in their stocking. How does that sound? Well, listen, here's this deal. I'm holding in my hand, Tamara, a book that is going to change people's lives. It's a book of wisdom. It's just an amazing book. It's called Big Endings, A New Perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It's about the present moment. It's a collection of metaphysical columns written to enlighten, engage, and encourage readers and seekers to discover a new perspective about this human experience. I welcome Dr. Kathy Zeeb to Max and Friends. How are you tonight?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited you're here. I know Tamara's excited you're here. And I want to know, Dr. Kathy, how did you get into the present moment?
Good question. You know, I just want to start a little bit about the book, the word Begending. My son came up with that name, that word when he was like 3 years old. And I said, what a great name for a book. And then I started writing a column in the paper here called A New Perspective. And it just all worked out just like it was supposed to. And that's how the whole thing came about. But in my own life, right, probably around 40 or so, I just, you know, it wasn't working. Life just wasn't working. And I connected with a couple of spiritual teachers and started realizing that, you know, honestly, the truth of me was perfect. But we get so caught up in the chaos and our egos, and that's where I was. I ran a construction company for 22 years. That, you know, going from construction to doing what I do now, counseling and writing. But, you know, it just really changed my life to be able to be in the moment with whatever I was doing.
Yeah. What was that realization? What was that aha moment that when your life wasn't working that made that shift, that you just got in touch with the truth of who you really were? What was that?
You know, the part that doesn't work for all of us, I think, is we can recognize that, you know, on a daily basis, when you're upset, when you're stressed, when there's just so much chaos, when things, you know, you go to bed and you can't sleep and all those sorts of things. And for me, it was just, I either change it or leave the planet kind of a feeling, you know, like this just isn't working the way this is. There has to be a better way. And my life has been filled with, I mean, I studied metaphysics many, many, many years before this. And I said it very quietly, though, kind of whispered the word, because it seemed so, it was kind of kiboshed. And so I've studied this stuff for so long, and it just kind of, that was it, though. Somewhere around 40, I just went, there has to be a better way. And for me, being everything I do is about the present, because this is where I get to make my choices. This is where I get to say, what's my body doing? You know, like in my book, I have a column that's in there called The Voice of the Body. And I'm paying attention to what's going on. I'm paying attention to what my, you know, where my ego mind is trying to take me, because it's very powerful. I always say never underestimate the power of the ego. But if we breathe, and I'm a breathwork practitioner, I teach people to breathe. I just did a healing meditation this morning, and it was based around balance, just how to have balance, how to bring balance back into the center core of you, and then open your heart and be able to live from that place.
Well, and it sounds like you've been able...
Yeah, I know. Did you just breathe deep, Max?
I did.
I just did. And it sounds like you really went deep within yourself through your writing, that was probably like your portal to, because so many times people do get to, at some point in time in our lives, at that brink where it's like, you know, take my life or do something great, you know, because I really want to live. I just don't want to exist.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a closet author. So I have my parents, that's why on the front of the book I put finally to my parents, because they know of the many books I have written. I wrote a series of like 5 metaphysical children's books, you know, but they're in my computer. And I haven't done anything with them. And this, when I started writing A New Perspective, it was just in our local paper. I live in the Vail Valley area of Colorado. And I put it in the paper, and they had to, you know, they asked, like, what's metaphysics? We don't know what it is. What are you going to be writing about? And it's hard to describe. And I just said, well, it's just concepts. You know, I'm just going to give a new perspective. And after 2.5 years, I went, oh my, and people started saying, would you please put these into a book? Because I'm tired of cutting out the columns and making my own books. So that's kind of how this came about. And what I find, I put them in alphabetical order. So if somebody decided they wanted to go read about forgiveness, they can go, you know, right to that section. Or if they want to read about synchronicity, there's a section in there dealing with stress.
There's a lot of sections in here. You know, I'm going to read to you some of the sections in here, because we've got the section. I love that you start, and it's amazing how the world operates and how the universe is so in tune with us at times. Because when you did this book in alphabetical order, I think it's so important that the first letter and the first column of the book is addictions. And you say we all have addictions. We are all addicted to our emotions, to drugs, to alcohol, food, sugar, work, exercise, sodas, gambling, and so much more. And it's so true that we've got to identify what we're addicted to then release that, to be able to live in the moment, the present now. So Dr. Kathy, how is it for people who have these, you know, there's fun addictions, you know, candy is a fun addiction, going, you know, there's some fun addictions, but for someone who has a serious addiction, such as drugs or alcohol or weight problems, and they just are so down with themselves. Because when you did mention the voice of the body, you say that if we abuse our bodies with alcohol, drugs, unhealthy foods, and different forms of use, our bodies will eventually give up. Illness is one way our body gives up. So how is it that we can identify our addiction, become in the present moment, and then heal our body from the illness that we've created?
Yeah. You know, I started a 9-week intensive, what I call a healing and recovery program. And it's 3.5 hours that people spend, and 2.5 hours are with a classroom, and then a 1-hour private counseling with me for 9 weeks. And what we do is it doesn't matter what the addiction is or what the habit is. If you know that what you're doing has a negative consequence, has the negative outcome, if you don't sleep well at night because you ate, you know, a whole pizza at 10 o'clock or a whole chocolate cake at, you know, 10 o'clock, and then you go to bed and then you start putting on weight, you know, overeating is probably one of the worst addictions, because you have to eat to live. And, excuse me, you know, and it's hard to get people to change that habit, because it's something that you have to do, where you don't have to drink, you don't have to take drugs. So I work from the perspective of let's take a look at what the mind is doing. How have you created in the mind, which I call looping, how have you created this pattern that you haven't learned to get out of? Now, you have to recognize, obviously, that things aren't working. You know, even relationships, you've got to realize that maybe your communication styles, you could be actually addicted to drama. And in relationships, that's going to show itself really well, as we all know. So if you're addicted to drama, and you need to say, well, gosh, every time we get into this argument, you know, it always ends up in this huge like we're going to divorce, you know, it goes from the toothpaste in the sink to divorce. So if you recognize, okay, I need to change something, I need to change something. I'm not even, they may not even really know quite what, but I need to change something. I start working with the brain, and I start teaching them how to pay attention to the trigger, the desire or craving, and then how they satisfy it, and that could be even drama, and then the end result, and then it comes back to being triggered again, and we get into the loop. And if we take it from that perspective, now we can go in with gentleness and with love, and we can start saying, wow, when I get triggered, I need to change the looping. I need to change the neural net in my brain.
What do you think about this, Tamara? Isn't this fascinating?
You know, what you're saying is resonating so much, Kathy. That's so beautiful because it sounds like you're talking about interrupting the patterns. If we can just wake up enough in the moment, I'm wondering, how does feelings play in that? Can we trust them?
How does what? I'm sorry.
The feelings. Like, is the addiction just part of an avoidance of a feeling? Do you find that?
Or anything, yeah. I've been doing addiction work I'm a certified addiction psychotherapist. In addition to, I have a PhD mm-hmm. in metaphysics. So that's why I am trying to, I blend these two seemingly totally separate worlds and try to help people, you know, with these addictions. But yeah, I haven't found anything I've worked with yet that the person, you know, isn't using something to avoid what it is that they want, you know, what they need to be feeling. And one of the things in my teachings all the time is, who taught you how to be angry? Who taught you that it's okay to have anger? Who taught you mm-hmm. that it's okay to have sad feelings or even really joyous feelings? You know, when I talk to people and I say, what happened when you danced around like a little kid and all excited, you know, a lot of people said, their parents said, hey, shut up, sit down.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking. You know, Dr. Kathy, there's nothing, I see it when there's a great saying, when you know better, you do better. And when I'm out now and I'm mm-hmm. sometimes, I become very observant of my surroundings. And if I see, you know, I was out the other day and this little girl had touched something in the supermarket. I think it was like one of the candy bars or something. And then she went to touch the ATM machine, you know, where we punch in our codes. And her mother started screaming at her, don't touch that. There's germs. There's this. And the little girl, you know, she was so adorable. And I was like, oh my God. And I think that's when that pattern of fear for kids comes in, is when parents need to take that breath, that moment, instead of reacting, because every action has a reaction. And when you act this way to your children, what you're doing is you're setting a future of them of fear, of germs, of this and that. And it just broke my heart. So what is a way, Dr. Kathy, that we can get into that breath and get into that moment where we're like, okay, let me exhale. How do we train our minds to grab the breath that we desire?
Yeah. You know, and it seems like it would be so simple. I mean, I listened to when you had Sky on with the three nights that you spoke with him, and I know in the first one,
the seven shifts.
Yeah. And he was talking, he took a breath. He said, okay, everybody take a breath, you know, in, and I could hear him breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And that's what I teach. And I always say, you know, you can be standing in the middle of a market or a store that just irritates you to no end, and take a breath and just become really present. You know, you have to notice, I have a lot of Kathyisms, so I'm just going to say, you know, one of the things I always say is, if you can't change anything you don't recognize. So if you recognize that you're feeling irritable, or you recognize that you're feeling antsy, or you're crabby, or whatever it is, even if it's joy, I mean, even if it's happiness, just take a breath, breathe it, feel it, allow yourself, give yourself permission, come present, find out where it is in your body, because I believe that it all sits in the energy of our bodies. That's what these are for. You know, our bodies are not just lugged along underneath our heads. And if we listen to the voice of the body, it will then slow down the process going on in the brain. And we can take a breath, and you cannot take an intentional breath and be thinking at the same time. You cannot do it.
Say that one more time.
You cannot take an intentional breath and be thinking at the same time.
Wow.
So it means that if you take a breath of, I choose to be present, I feel that I'm irritated, and I'm going to just take one breath in through the nose, blow slowly out through the mouth. You're not going to be thinking in that moment because your intention and your attention is going to the centering of your breath. And it's so powerful that I'm telling you, try it in the most irritating store you know of. And that is the perfect spot because, you know, people are like, kids are running around or stuff is happening. Just stand there and just, you know, turn towards the magazine aisle or whatever and just take a breath. And
take
see
a breath
if you
when
can...
you're in your car. You know, with all this road rage, people, take a breath when you're in your car. I think it's so important. Listen, y'all, Dr. Kathy's book, Big Endings, A New Perspective, can be found on Amazon. Of course, you go to Amazon.com. Also, I want you to go to her webpage, which is www.healing-spirits.net. Due to Mercury being in retrograde, there's some little functions going on right now that are a little dysfunctional, but Mercury is leaving the 13th, so by then everything should be restored. Thank you, Maureen, for asking us that question. Thanks for tuning in, Rima, and, of course, Maureen, and thank you to Stephanie, too. So listen, the book, we're talking about the chapter right now, breathe, just to breathe, breath, breathing, the whole purpose of it. And I love that you write, breath is such a simple thing we can learn to do with intention, and it's free. So I'm going to give you all right now a moment to take a nice deep breath because I want your little light to shine. So on Max and Friends, we're going to give you a moment to breathe with Shine on Max and Friends. Dr. Kathy's when we're back.
This little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Tamara Montana, and our special guest tonight, Dr. Kathy Z, with her book, Big Endings, A New Perspective, and of course, Bohemian Wisdom. Dr. Kathy, welcome back. Let's talk about your book.
Okay. What would you like to start with?
You know, there's so much to start with because I was just taking a breath. Actually, that's why you heard my, I took a breath again. I'm taking my breaths all night here. So forgive me and all if you have some dead air, but it's my breath air.
Well, you know what, Max? I love what you were saying about just in the moment when you're hearing parents yell at their kids or, you know, they're kind of on them and it really solidifies a perspective that we want to transform from. And one of the things is when we don't have our parents anymore to do that, we'll do that to ourselves. And Kathy, does it make sense too that when we hear that voice internally too, that that's the time to just stop, take that breath, and is there some mantra, is there something that you do to help shift that perspective? At the moment you take the breath, even though you're not thinking, is there something, is there a state or a perspective that you adopt that literally transforms you into a different place? Because we're all, this is like our stage and this is our theater and we're all making it up anyway. So why not make up the one we want to live in?
Yes, You know, one of the things I learned to ask myself, and it may seem so untouchable, but I ask myself, how does it serve me? And what I mean is, if I'm recognizing that I'm feeling irritable, or I'm recognizing, you know, that the chaos of the holidays is starting to get to me, or whatever it is, does the chaos serve me? And in that moment, I get to answer myself yes or no. And if it doesn't serve me, if it doesn't serve my soul, if it doesn't serve my connection to source, if it doesn't serve the truth of who I am, then why am I choosing it? Because it's so easy to keep walking in those old ways. You know, we will only respond to this moment from our past experiences until we learn to recognize that we are about to respond to it in that same way and say, wait a minute, that doesn't serve me anymore to respond that way. I get to choose to do this different. And it moves you. I mean, since I've done this work in my own life, I'm telling you, it's so incredible to just watch, you know, watch. It's like doors open up because I'm no longer banging on the walls.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know,
wow, that's
speaking
a beautiful question.
Isn't that, I just love the whole concept, everyone. We're living in the now. We're living in the moment. Right now, tonight, we're discussing part one of Living in the Now with Dr. Kathy Zeeb. And there's a wonderful chapter in her book, Big Endings, A New Perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It is about the present moment and demonstrating love. This is what we need, everybody. Right now, it's the holiday seasons. Y'all are bombarded with craziness. Y'all are bombarded with hate. I know they're called the holiday seasons, and you're supposed to spread the love and the joy. But why is it that we have all these words, happiness, love, joy, peace on earth, and yet we demonstrate hate instead of love, Dr. Kathy?
That's right. Well, you know, I don't think society teaches us that it's okay to just be love. And, you know, in Buddhism, they say that, you know, Buddhism teaches tolerance, but it also says that when there's an injustice, you are not a doormat. You definitely take care of things when there is an injustice. So I think we need to learn that it's okay to just be love and demonstrate it. And I did that this morning in the healing meditation. I said, you know what, just practice saying I love you to everybody you hug over the holiday season. And just see, you don't expect a result. Don't expect a response from them. I mean, some people can't say I love you.
Right.
But what if we just say, I love you because you're here, because you exist, and you're as much light, you're as much divine light as I am. And if I look at that and I see that spirit within you, that's what I love, because what we end up not liking about each other is the ego mind. We start judging, and we, you know, the fear is the base of the ego mind, and we start, and then judgment comes in, and anger, and jealousy, and all those types of things, and that's all of the ego mind. And if we just understand that, we can go, wait a minute, it doesn't serve me to beat somebody up, nor does it serve me to beat myself up anymore. And this is really about a lot of self-talk, a lot of self-talk. What am I doing? What am I feeling? Where am I present in this moment? I'm a counselor. I do spiritual and intuitive counseling along with the addiction counseling. And if I'm not present with my clients, what am I giving them? You know, and I'm going to get burned out if I'm not present, because then I'm going to be attaching to their chaos or whatever they're dealing with, and I won't be sleeping at night. So I use a lot of breath. I just had a client the other day say, I've seen you take a few breaths as we were talking. And I said, good. That's okay. I have no problem breathing anywhere, you know, because I want to, if I feel myself changing, if I feel myself attaching in any way or going to my own experience, I'm going to take a breath and I'm going to release. And that's a column in the book as well, releasing, you know, and I have surrender and I have letting go. And I did them in different words like that because I wanted, you know, surrender may not mean the same thing to somebody as releasing would mean to them. Letting go was the first column I think I ever wrote almost 4 years ago. And, I mean, the response it got was incredible. People were going, oh, you've got to teach me how to let go.
Well, you know, and, let go. Well, real quick, Tamara, you know, I want to talk about expectation because I once heard, and it's something that I always carry with me all the time, is that expectation leads to limitation. When we expect things from others, what we're doing is we're actually limiting them to be who they are because we're trying to put our life and what we want out of them to come out of them. So expectation leads to limitation. Now, Dr. Kathy, you have a chapter called, in your great book, Big Endings, A New Perspective that you all can find on Amazon, Let Go of the Expectation of the Outcome.
Isn't it disappointing when you have an expectation of somebody and they don't match up to it?
You know, I don't have them anymore. I've got to tell the truth. Ever since I heard expectations lead to limitations, I don't have them anymore.
Good. Yep.
So how do we get others to get that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think just hearing that makes a big difference to people. Like you said, you heard that and it kind of shifted something for you. I think when I talk and write, you know, about let go of the expectation of the outcome, you don't have control over it anyway. The only outcome you have control over is your own, you know, your own life and your own things that you're doing. And as soon as you place that on another person, you probably for the most part will be disappointed because it's coming from that, you know, it's usually, not always, but usually coming from that ego place that's saying, you know, you have to treat me a certain way or be a certain thing or do a certain thing, blah, blah, blah. And we don't, and again, if you come from that place of love and accepting that people are, I believe, relatively intelligent and that you can give them the freedom, that's what, you know, I'm going to plug in another book I have coming out. I have Beginnings 2 coming out, but I also have one called Relationships coming out. And that's how I feel about relationships, and that's where I'm writing it from. I love words, as you can tell.
Love them.
Relationships. It is so time to have real relationships.
It's the
truth. Where when you have an expectation of somebody, you say it to them. Instead of just holding it in, and then when they disappoint you, being upset at them and either not knowing how to say you're upset or, you know, telling them that they're wrong and using blame. You know, you just say, I kind of, you know, here's the expectation that I'm feeling. Now, you don't have to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just letting you know that this is what's coming up in my mind. And how different would that be? How different would our relationships be?
How different would they be? Well, listen, y'all, we're coming to that end of the show in just a little bit. So I want you to know that you can reach Dr. Kathy at kathy@healing-spirits.net. Kathy, Dr. Kathy Z, is a certified addiction psychotherapist. She deals with spiritual, individual, relationship, family, addictions, marriage and family, anger management, domestic violence. You are just the woman who does it all. Mind, body, spirit, integrative counseling is what we all need in this spirit of the holidays. Everyone, take a deep breath. Don't get mad. Relax. Don't expect. Let's just live in a world of joy, peace on earth, goodwill to man. How does that sound, Dr. Kathy?
That sounds fabulous. Thank you.
And it's available. It's free, everyone. These are all the free things. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got to tell you, I love your chapter, and it's something as a child that I was taught, and I think everyone, we're going to end on this note, compassion. In Dr. Kathy Zeeb's book, Big Endings, A New Perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It is about the present moment. This is part one, everyone, of Living in the Now with Dr. Kathy Zeeb and my co-host, Tamara Montana. Compassion,
and
as she writes in her book. Hold on real quick. Live with compassion. Work with compassion. Die with compassion. Meditate with compassion. Enjoy with compassion. When problems come, experience them with compassion. Why is this chapter in your book, and why is it one of my favorite ones, Dr. Kathy?
You tell us. Why is it your favorite one?
I just love compassion. It's one of my heart virtues, right, Tamara?
Yes, it is. Max, just as you were talking, I just had a vision, Kathy, what you're talking about. It's like all of us are light on this planet, and every time you take a deeper breath, whatever spark that's the divinity, that spark of divinity that's on the inside of us, taking that breath, it just gives it the
air of having it be like a raging fire, so that we're lights. We're kind of like that Katy Perry video where fireworks are, you know, coming out of our chest. You know, I think it's when we do the work, you know, and we take those breaths and we're in the present, that more of our light can come through. Is that true, Max, for you?
It's true for me, Dr. Kathy. Is it true for you?
It is. And I always say, try it. You might like it.
That's the
truth. You just might like it, you know? Go for it. You got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose and everything to gain. Dr. Kathy, can we have you back next week so we can talk about practicing compassion, so we can talk about a whole bunch of things, surrendering and the cost of truth and so on and so forth, because people need to know the illusion of fear. It's all in your book, Big Endings, A New Perspective. You all can find it on Amazon. Dr. Kathy, can you join us next week so we can have part two of Living in the Now?
I would be honored. Thank you.
And we will too. Tamara, love you for being here tonight. It's been a pleasure having you back with us on Max and Friends. Dr. Kathy, love you for being here. I love you, Dr. Kathy, and I love you too, Tamara. I'm not scared to say it.
Yes, I love you guys too. See, we're going to start saying that more.
We are.
Yes, I love you. Thank you, guys.
Dr. Kathy, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Tamara, I'm going to talk to you after the show too, if time permits. If you got to get going, I know you got to go. We'll catch up when we usually do, and that's at the exact moment that we're supposed to. So everyone, Tamara, have a wonderful week.
You too, Max.
And as I always say to everybody at the end of every show, when you go into this week, remember to take life and live it to the max. We're going to play Happy Holidays for you, and I'm going to have a message for you in the middle of the song. Happy Holidays, Ronan.
Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. May the calendar keep bringing Happy Holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, set your load down the road, come to Holiday Inn.
Thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. For more information on Big Endings and New Perspective, go to Amazon.com or check out www.healing-spirits.com. I got to say hi and thank you again to my wonderful guests, Trista, and of course, Charlie, my co-host, Tamara Bowman, and of course, Dr. Kathy Zeeb. Hey, everyone, take life to the max. Remember to catch CBS News after the show. Enjoy. Happy Holidays on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.